This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part 3.
Listener Q&A.
Welcome, welcome. It's time for Listener Q&A with Abby. What's up?
What's up?
We've been here the whole time, but we're also just, you know, some of you guys are joining for the first time.
Yes.
So we're starting off with Sarah, who said she doesn't have a question, but she loves both of us.
Aw, Sarah. Yeah. Awesome.
So shout out to Sarah for giving some love.
We love you. Yeah, there's too much hate in this world.
Yeah, I was gonna include another one where a lady was giving us advice on her love life that wasn't very nice, but I decided not to.
We don't want that.
No. So Sarah, shout out.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, let's dive in. Emily from Missouri would like to know if we knew each other before joining Bobby Bones Show, which we have talked about before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not.
No, we didn't at all. But I remember getting an email from, you know, like, I don't know who it was. Was it like the program director or something at the time? And they were like, here's Morgan. She's from Wichita. Make her feel welcome. I was like, no way. There's somebody from Wichita.
When I joined like the cluster of
yes.
iHeart before I joined the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was like, you know.
Back in 2016.
Yeah, so when you first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were like in the office out there doing digital.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm a Wichita girl.
Promo.
Yeah, I was doing like events and promotions.
So we did technically know each other before Bobby Bones Show because we met via Nashville iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
We had like done some events together.
Yeah.
We had been on some things, but before Nashville, we didn't know each other.
Yeah, not in Wichita, which mm-hmm. is crazy. And who knows, we probably did cross paths.
No, and we have learned that we did likely because we share the same hairstyling salon.
Yes, what in the world? We went to the same person.
Our whole lives, too. Like, it's not like we changed people. Like, we went to the same place our whole lives.
Yes. And then our moms run into each other. That's
yeah,
weird.
Now, yes. Like, recently.
Yes. That is, I cannot years. Believe that. Francie.
But again, like, because it was competing. Listen, you and I have always been on competing sides.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we know. East-West, K-State, KU.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Chiefs. What fan are you?
Denver Broncos.
Thank you. So I was going to say Browns, and I knew it wasn't that. I knew it was a B, though.
Now I'm the 49ers.
Yeah, apparently. For whatever reason. If you want to know what we're talking about, go listen to part one, because Abby's a hater of the Chiefs. So
yeah, kind of. Not really. Okay, don't come at me. All the Chiefs fans are going to come at me right now. I'm not
you came hard with a strong opinion. You get that one.
I did, yes.
I'm not even a massive Chiefs fan, but like I'm rooting for them. Home state, baby.
Woo!
Okay. Rebecca from Poughkeepsie, New York would like to know the most memorable listener call you've received.
Oh, man. There's so many. Shoot.
I know. Is there any that like come to mind? And you're like, yeah, that's a really good one.
Well, the one that was on air, well, I guess, was that little girl that wanted to see if Jason Aldean could come to her talent show. That was really cute.
Yeah. That one was really cute. That had a good like turnout, too.
It was. But ones that I've talked to, I mean, I can't think of one specific one, but a lot of people, actually, okay, here's one, sorry.
I love it. Bring
sorry,
it.
It's a lot. Hey, I get like 500 calls a day. So
I know.
I'm thinking.
Well, and I put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really prepare you for that one. I wanted you to have like a
yeah.
So impromptu response.
So this one guy, called and said, like, this is very deep, but he was like, and he got very emotional, and he was like, this show actually like saved my life. No. Like, as he was in a very bad place in life, and just like listening to us and our positivity and
our positivity.
Yes, like our positivity. I mean, we try to be a positive show most of the time.
I know.
Not Lunchbox.
That's why I was laughing.
But you know, like Amy and Bobby, we try to be positive and, you know, give good advice in the mailbag, and I don't know. And so he just said that listening every day like keeps him going, and in like a rough part in his life. And I was like, oh my gosh, like stuff like that. And I honestly get quite a few calls like that, and it like makes me want to cry. Or people that are like, yeah, I'm going through chemo, and like I listen every day, you know, in the hospital, and you guys help me get through it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it gives you like the daily reminder that like life isn't as hard as our trivial problems that we're sitting here and thinking and talking about. But
yes,
people out there are really dealing with some tough things.
Yes. And the fact that what we're saying is like making an impact on people, you know, it's like we're sitting in a room right now and I feel like no one's listening but you.
Yeah. Cause it is technically just us.
Yeah. But when you think about it, like people are listening in their cars and they're listening and it like touches
and they
their
choose
lives.
To listen.
Yes.
You know, they don't have to. There's so much content to consume, mm-hmm. and to make the choice to listen to us every day or every so often is like, I always feel honored. It's the best way I can put it. It's like, I just feel really honored.
Yes.
That they would choose that.
And that, like, how supportive they are, you know, mm-hmm. like that, like Sarah, that is like, I love you guys. Like, you know, they're very supportive of like, you're dating. They're like, people call in, they're like, she's going to find somebody, like, you know, don't let it get her down.
Oh, they say that?
Yeah. Or like, they'll call me and they're like, I love your singing. Don't listen to Lunchbox. Like, people are very uplifting and I love those calls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to all the people that are uplifting. And Sarah, we love you too. If we didn't say that, I think I did.
Yes.
But in case we didn't, I love you too. I also love everybody.
I know. A lot of people do call in just to say, like, they're like, I don't want to be on air, but I just wanted to call and say you guys are the best and thank you for all you do. And I'm like, that right there, like, makes my day. You know?
Well, there you go, yeah. Rebecca from Poughkeepsie.
That was a good question. That was a hard one because there's a lot of calls. Like, well, I try to remember them.
We do have another hard one from Ashley in Massachusetts. That's MA, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you share something you are currently proud of? So what is something we're currently proud of? You know, I can let you think, Abby, because like for me, it's not necessarily anything that's sticking out like career-wise or like big accomplishments. But I think the thing I've been really most proud of is that I'm genuinely like living a balanced life. And I've fought really hard to get to that point where I could live a balanced life, and I'm making sure that I'm enjoying life while not making work what I do every hour of every day. At least for a few hours a day, I focus on myself and put time back into me. And that's taken a lot of work. It still takes a lot of work. Every day I kind of have to choose that. I'm really proud that I'm actively choosing to just live a very balanced life. In general, too, because I'm trying to eat, like, really clean, obviously, until the vertigo stuff happened. But, like, eating clean, just cleaning up my lifestyle as far as, like, the things that I'm around and consuming and in my environment in general, like products and food and people, everything. And so I'm just really trying to focus on living a really good life.
Mm-hmm. Which is not easy. No. Not easy to do all the time, like balance.
Yeah. Did you have something that came to mind for you?
I would say just like, I don't know, the way I treat people, I guess. Because I feel like right now there's like a lot of negativity and people don't treat people that well if you like actually look around. And I try to not get jaded by things around me and like just be positive and not let other people get down. Gosh dang it.
This is Bobby in the studio. I can tell Abby's getting nervous talking with Bobby in studio.
I'm like, I was, because I was like, is that going to sound stupid?
No,
things
it's
I'm
a great
saying?
Answer.
Because I feel like it is easy. I didn't want him to think that I'm like, I don't know, around, I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I think it's really important that you feel good about how you're treating people, because it means you're treating people really well. And to take pride in that is a great thing, because you also have to remember actively, it's a choice you're making every day to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really easy to choose to not be.
Yeah.
And to treat people badly or just think about yourself. So the fact that you're actively making the choice to show up for other people and be a good person, it's a great thing.
Right. Because it's easy to like take out your anger on other people. But I don't. And I notice some people do. Like we were talking about customer service. Like people just aren't really that friendly anymore.
No.
And I'm like, I mean, I was a server and I'm like, you have hard things happening in life, but you still have to, that's your job is to, you know, be customer service based and like be happy and not take it out on other people. So
yeah, and I think a lot of people are really in survival mode, you know, especially coming out of the pandemic and our everybody's timelines is like nobody knows what day, time, or year it is anymore.
Yeah.
And everybody's still in survival mode. Like they're just looking out for themselves and trying to make sure they can put food on the table. And like it really took away the experience of being human. Where like you get to live life a little bit and enjoy people and talking to people.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where we're at. I think that's probably what a lot of us experience, especially what you're talking about with customer service. So that's why I say I think it's a great thing that you're actively choosing that.
Okay. I'm glad my words got out.
They did. Yeah, she got really, Bobby walked in the studio to grab something and Abby straight up froze.
I know. I didn't want him to take like it out of context what I was saying. Like I'm like the way I treat people because everybody else is so hateful and mean. Like. That's not really what I meant.
That's exactly what you said.
I think I did. Didn't I?
I think you might have said something similar, but I got you. Okay. I feel you. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You okay?
I'm good.
Okay. Take a quick break and we'll come back with a few more questions.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet, rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, we've got Jeanette. I'm assuming that's how this is pronounced. Or Jan.
How do you spell it?
J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E.
Jeanette?
Yeah. My mom's name is Jeanette, and it's not spelled that way, though, so it's really throwing me off. It's spelled G-I-N-E-T-T-E.
Jeanette.
But this is like Jean, so I want to be like Jeanette, but like I know that that's not right. So I think it's Jeanette from California. Would like some more details on your boyfriend.
Nope, we can't give that now.
No, we got to wait for people keep coming. Normally we're in Bobby's office for right now. We're in the show studio, and so people keep coming in and out.
How convenient that you walk in at that time.
We'll come back to that after he leaves.
Sorry, I didn't know you guys were going to be here on a Saturday like I am.
Still not a Saturday.
Okay.
Did he leave? Tell me when he... I can't turn around.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, do you have a nickname?
I was thinking about it. This is so dumb.
No, I have to come up
with another one because I can't say it with a straight face. So, he's a huge Green Bay Packers fan.
So, you're going to call him a cheesehead?
Yeah.
I love it.
But I can't say it serious.
No, I love it.
It'll be cheesy.
The nicknames are supposed to be funny.
Yeah, cheesy.
They're not like to identify them. They're just to be like, they have to have a name.
Okay.
So he's Cheesehead.
Cheesehead.
Okay, I love it. Okay. Cheesehead. How's it going?
It's going really well.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Have you guys told each other you love each other yet?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So it is moving relatively slow.
Is it?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know
That's just the only way as an outsider that I'm getting perspective.
So I'm kind of like Bobby. Like, I've never said I love you.
Ever?
No. I take it very, like, I mean, obviously this is the best relationship I've had. So I'm glad I've never said it because that would probably have been a lie.
Wait, so do you feel like if he will say it soon, will you say it back?
Yeah, I think I would. I don't want to say it first. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I stay with my theory that you always want somebody who's a little bit more in love with you.
Yes. Yeah.
And that can also be in the same relationship. You just, the other person always feels like they're a little bit more in love with you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it makes sense that you want him to say it first.
Hey, that's just weird though. I don't, is that too soon? 3 months? I feel like you can't get to know somebody that fast.
Hey, everybody has a different timeline. Yeah. So it's really a based on your relationship and your experience, mm-hmm. what you're feeling.
It feels like a lot longer than 3 months though.
Yeah.
Just.
You guys spend a lot of time together?
Mm-hmm.
What's like your favorite thing to do together?
Favorite thing? So we go and play ping pong. There's like a billiards
place.
What
are you, 50?
What?
I'm just kidding.
No, he is so competitive. And it kind of makes me mad because I'm competitive and he doesn't lose. And he doesn't let me win. And I hate losing.
Do you perform like how you did in the Blake Sling tournament?
Dang it. Oh my gosh. I come on your podcast and I get, okay, this is what I get.
That was funny though.
This is what I get. That was funny. That was funny. No, I'm actually, no, because these things don't involve my brain. These involve my physical.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the loser of 2023 games. So I get it.
Obviously. I mean, my brain gets flustered at anything. I have one person walk in. I'm like, what was I saying?
I'm pretty sure that is what we call anxiety. I mean, I think that has
a name. Yeah, I do have that too. Take meds for it. Not working. And then I drink coffee and they tell you not to. So
you know, I can only roast you because I love you.
That's true. So no, I am better. Like, I'm actually really good at ping pong. I grew up playing it, but he's better than me. So that's always really fun though. And then we play pool.
And that's at like a bar in town?
Yeah. It's a billiards place. Yeah, it's like underground. It's like this secret little
The cellar. Spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give away the secret.
Well,
leave that out.
I don't know if anybody will go over there. It's not exactly near downtown.
Yeah.
So
it's not fun.
They used to have the best brunch ever.
Oh my gosh, they did, with like bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, it was a bluegrass brunch.
Shoot,
but it's not the cellar anymore though, is it?
Mm-mm. It is that taco place.
Oh, it's a taco. Oh, the cellar.
Poncho and Lefties.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. That's what went in there?
Yeah.
That's good. I freaking love the cellar.
Oh my gosh. I remember on New Year's Day, I went there for brunch and I blacked out at like 3 p.m. So.
Because it's a vibe. It was. Yeah, it's not open anymore. But they still have the billards down there.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
I did go on a few dates there one time.
You did?
But I will tell you, that place sketches me out for dates because it really is under the basement and you're like, I die here.
Definitely wouldn't go for a date. No, that's a place you want to go with someone you trust.
Well, Abby,
Not a first
I don't
date.
Make the rules. I'm just going.
If anybody says they want to go to this underground billiards place
yeah,
or whatever.
But I love games cool. though too. So, yeah. you know, games are fun.
Yeah, that's the most fun. And then watching movies. That's fun too. Just to chill.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Loves watching movies now. All because she do. Got herself a boyfriend.
Wow. That's all it took.
Has he met your parents yet?
No.
Okay.
No, because...
Is that on the books for any time soon?
Maybe. I don't know. It's really hard to get home to Kansas, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not like it's a direct flight.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, just schedules and everything. So, maybe when they come here. I think they're going to come here in April, so...
Ooh.
Ooh. We'll see.
Cheesehead and the parents.
yeah. God, see, I can't say... I can't do it with a straight face.
I love it. Liz from Oklahoma wants to know if you have any new songs coming out.
Ooh, I have been writing a little bit.
Okay.
So, they just need to be, like, cut... But I have two
by yourself
songs?
With people?
No, with other people. Yeah. Okay.
Anybody we know?
No. One is Chelsea Stallings. Shout out. I don't know if she's listening, but she also plays the guitar and she's been helping me.
Okay.
Guitar lessons.
So you got two new potential original songs coming out.
Yes.
Are you going to try and put out an EP this year?
This year, yeah. Good thing it's only January.
February.
Ma'am. Oh my gosh. Oh, time is flying.
You know it is. Okay.
It is, yeah. So that's in the works.
All right. Love it. And then Jenna from Iowa. We did talk about our Valentine's Day plans in part one. So you can go check those out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we did, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can.
Dude.
Briefly.
I'm fried. Like, my memory sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I literally forgot about that already.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But yes, Jenna from Iowa, we did talk about I had you in listener Q&A, but for some reason we didn't move.
I can answer it. It's a short answer.
Go for it.
Okay. Valentine's Day, which is a Wednesday, I think. That's a school night, so we're just going to, like, a dinner. And then I think Friday will be, like, a second Valentine's Day.
Abby's having a whole week of Valentine's.
Because I told him that I've never had a good one. He's like, well, I want this to be your best yet. Okay.
I hope it is.
Me too. What do you get guys? Like, I've gotten him a few things. But I feel like, but do guys want anything?
Yeah.
Do they, yeah.
Yeah, I think you should totally get him something.
I did, but yeah. I just didn't know.
I think I've gotten, like, stuff that they like to wear.
Yeah.
Like, their favorite things. I typically lean into their favorite things for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's the love holiday, so you pay attention to what they like.
Right.
You feel me?
Yep. Okay, good.
And I'll be snowboarding in Denver. Not on actual Valentine's Day, but after. So I can forget that Valentine's Day happened and not a single again.
But Galentine's, can you do that?
Yeah, Abby, it's not the same, though. You know that.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No.
So.
But I also learned last year, I just came to accept it. I was like, this is a really dumb holiday. It's just like a Hallmark. It's just
yes,
to make money.
But if you're like me and love movies and want your life to be a movie and everybody else is sitting there in their romantic lives and you're just sitting there on the couch by yourself eating chocolate.
Felt that. I'm flashing back to last year and the year before.
See?
The year before.
So I'll be snowboarding to forget my problems.
That's
okay.
Good.
We'll be right back. We got a question from Bucharest. I think that's how you pronounce it. Romania.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Romania?
Yeah.
What?
We'll be right back.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. Kyle from Bucharest, Romania.
That's cool.
Cool that we have a Romanian follower.
Are we on in Romania?
I mean, he's probably listening on podcasts, would be my guess. He wants to know our favorite book and TV series. Abby's like, oh, I don't know.
I got my book.
You do have your book?
Harry Potter.
I do love Harry Potter. I don't read a lot of books.
I don't either.
Funny enough that like I have vertigo right now, but reading books makes me nauseous.
Oh.
So.
I can't concentrate. I stare at it and I'm like, did I even just read that? Or was I thinking of something else?
Yeah. that sounds similar to me too. So yeah, I don't read a lot of books, but the last book I did read that I liked is a book by, I think his name is, it's from Mark Manson and it's called Everything is Blank. That's a cuss word, so I'm not going to say it. A book about hope.
Ooh.
And I really enjoyed it. It just like challenged a lot of things that I think and the way that we question human happiness is what the book's about. And I loved the stimulation of that book. So that was my favorite.
I like that better. I like self-help books better than just like a fictional.
See,
but then I like Harry Potter.
But I love a fictional book. But like this one wasn't really self-help. It was more just like his perspective and it challenges your perspective. And I like to be challenged because I'm a challenger. And then TV series, my favorite in like recent years, I feel like, is Mandalorian. That's really been one of my favorites where I was really amped up about it. Baby Yoda.
I haven't seen it, but I love Grogu.
How can you love Grogu and you've never seen the series?
I don't know. It's so cute.
That's not how that works.
It's so cute.
You
want
to talk about being a bandwagoner?
I started with all the memes on Instagram. Like, he was everywhere. And
then go watch Mandalorian. Bad. It's the cutest freaking show ever.
Is it?
I mean, no, it's Star Wars.
Well, that's why.
But it's great. Oh. It's action. Like There's no romance, Abby. Oh. It has some thriller aspects to it.
Is it horror?
No, it's not horror.
I want it to be terrifying.
There's no slasher happening, but there is killing happening.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, it's a Star Wars movie.
That's true. I don't like Star Wars. I remember one time we were forced to go see Star Wars in the movie theater in like fifth grade. No, probably middle school. And I was like, this has to be illegal.
Okay.
How do you keep me here?
You cannot share a single Grogu meme until you watch Mandalorian or you're a bandwagoner.
You know how many little Grogus I have?
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're a bandwagoner.
All over. What?
Yeah.
I am not.
You jumped on a bandwagon and you've never even watched the show that originated with him.
Just because it's cute. I'll go watch an episode.
No, you have to watch the whole thing.
Which episode is he on the most?
All of them. He's part of the main characters.
Does he ride like in a little thing?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah, you can.
No. Oh my goodness. Do you have any?
You're going to make fun of mine.
Book and TV series. Give it to me.
Well, I loved Harry Potter.
Hey, I loved the Harry Potter book, so no making fun of
you. The first one. What is it? The Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my favorite one.
Love it.
Probably the last book I read.
Love that. Respect.
Okay, now I'm just getting slap happy. And then my favorite series is probably King of Queens.
Isn't that like a show in the 90s?
Or Two and a Half Men.
Also a show from early 2000s.
Grey's Anatomy, 90210.
You could choose one.
Okay, Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Definitely.
You sure it's not Two and a Half Men?
Well, it's funny. That's funny.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Da, da, da.
There it is.
Bum, 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 man, manly man.
So stupid. I watch every single one of those shows and Home Improvement because of my father.
Home Improvement. That's a good one.
Tool. That's why we call my dad Tool Time Terry.
Tim the Tool Man Terry. Wait. Tim the Tool Man Terry.
Yeah, but like, so we call, I think on the show he's Taylor. Uh-huh. Tim the Tool Man Taylor or something. Yeah. So we call him Tool Man Terry.
That's funny.
Yeah, because his name's Terry.
Oh my gosh. That is a good show. Yeah. Add that. But I would go with Grey's Anatomy if I had to pick one.
Love it. What are your top three must-haves in your purse?
Ooh.
And this is coming from Kayla in St. Louis.
Chapstick.
Okay.
Have to. I put it on every 2 seconds. My lips
sounds
are
like
dry.
An addiction.
Okay. My phone. Is that included?
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, my phone. And then my credit card. So I can go shopping anytime I want, anytime I need to.
Also sounds like an addiction.
It is.
Mine is lip gloss. I always have lip gloss because I have to reapply that. Lip gloss goes off so quickly. And then I typically have a protein bar because I don't eat enough.
That's smart.
Wherever I go, I typically have some sort of snack. Mm-hmm. If I'm going out, it's typically like a candy, like Skittles. And if I'm going to somewhere important, it's typically a protein bar. So some type of food. And then the third one is a pen.
Oh, a pen. Ooh, yeah.
I always need a pen. And every time I forget to bring one, I always wish I had my pen.
You know what should be a thing? Floss. I always need floss or a toothpick.
The little pickers.
Yeah, I need that. Mm-hmm. That needs to replace my phone.
Okay, we'll replace that for you, Abby. All right, and then the last one, Olivia from Texas. One self-care product that you can't live without.
Self-care.
And I guess it could just be like beauty product too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be like self-care. Anything come to mind for you? There's one that I really love, and it's the little towel that I put on my head that like wraps, and I stick it back in. I don't have to put like a huge giant towel on my head. It's like a microfoam. I don't think that's the right word for it. Microfiber. What I was looking for.
I was going with it.
Microfiber towel, and it's like perfectly made to be a towel on your head.
Ooh.
And it dries your hair faster, and it like sticks in there, and then you can like wear it forever because it's not heavy on your head. It's meant to be on your head.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I need that.
Do you not have one of those?
I don't.
Okay.
I just put the huge like heavy towel on my head.
Oh yeah, that's old school, Abby.
Yeah, I know. Well, I like 2.5 men. I mean, come on. I'm a little old school.
And playing ping pong.
Yeah, I'm an old woman.
And fry butts.
Yeah.
Okay. Not fry butts, just fries.
Yeah. No, I think I... No, yeah, he doesn't know about that yet.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a beauty care. What, yeah. Was it beauty?
Oh, yeah, or like self-care.
Self-care, okay.
Anything.
This was a game changer. So it is like a little massage thing. I got it on Amazon. It is a massager for your shoulders.
Okay.
And you put it on your... It sits on your shoulders, okay? And it has straps that go down that you hold your hands.
Oh, I've seen this on Amazon. You get it on Amazon?
Yes. I got that on Amazon? Yeah, I did. And you can just sit there. And you can even be in the car if it plugs into the car.
You driving?
No, in the passenger.
Okay. See,
it is like, it was life-changing for me. Honestly. Like, my shoulders are so tense. I didn't realize it. And it just like... 20 minutes a day, you just feel so relaxed.
So that's part of the hour you give for yourself?
Uh-huh.
Is the 10 minutes
I'll
of
be just
the
sitting
shoulder
on the couch.
Massage?
Yeah.
I love that.
It is amazing. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of brands. Just look up like shoulder massager.
With handles.
Yeah, the handles come down and it is awesome.
Now I'm just picturing you putting that on while driving.
I don't have my hands on the steering wheel anymore because I'm holding this massager.
That's funny.
No, it's awesome.
Okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good ones. Well, that's all we have.
Woo!
You have anything else you want to add?
Those are good questions. I don't think so. Other than I cannot wait to sleep this weekend.
Same.
Sleep in.
I'm going to be in like a black hole.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to go and like roll up in a ball and pretend the world doesn't exist.
But there's got to be nothing. There's got to be something.
By the time this is aired, they will have come. I have my PT / chiropractor coming for a house call.
Oh, good. Okay.
So hopefully that will have improved it. And I have a doctor who prescribed me some nausea medicine. So hopefully one of the three things will improve my physical state.
I hope so.
If not, You'll see on Instagram.
Gosh, this is not good.
I know.
Yeah, hopefully they get that figured out.
I know.
That scares me.
Me too.
That's miserable.
I know. A shout out to all the people who also deal with vertigo and have been hitting me up, giving me resources and stuff. Y'all are the bomb. Okay. That's all for us.
It is.
Abby, tell the people that they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
On Instagram, Abby Lee Anderson, L-E-I-G-H. And then on Twitter or X, whatever it is, Singing Abby.
Love it. And I am at Whip Girl Morgan on everything. You can come hang out with me and comment on videos or stuff if you're watching. That makes me happy. I try and interact with all of you guys. And of course, please follow the show. We put a lot of content up there, and bobbybones.com has blogs and things for y'all to read. Okay, that's all.
Woo woo! I love it.
I'm losing my mind.
Same.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Web Girl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.